The Labor government decision to suspend the live cattle export trade in 2011 sent shockwaves through the beef business. Central Australian cattle exporter Rebecca Cadzo said industry had been a bit duddered and she wanted to turn things around.
I think our industry has copped a bit of a bantering from the journalist, and I think I was just trying to let the audience know today on how to manage that from a pastoralist point of view in trying to turn questions around that they're asked into a positive way.
Ex-journalist and media management trainer Mandy Taylor told the room full of agricultural women that the media is a hungry beast made up of social monsters.
It's a many-headed, constantly hungry beast. I don't think people really understand what the deadlines are, all the different media that you now have to work in. It's not just about doing radio. You also have to be aware of your different social media platforms. Sometimes, you know, you're even taking photos. So it's understanding and having an appreciation for what the journalist is doing, what they're after, and the best way of putting your story across for that.
Ms Taylor said despite getting off to a slow start, agriculture, and in particular the beef industry, has done a good job of learning about the changing media over the last 4 years.
Once the light bulb moment went on, that it's certainly been seized, and we've seen people like Bec Cadzo from Mount Riddick, who are out there telling their very authentic stories in their very authentic voice, not putting any gloss on it, telling it like it is, but doing it really passionately because that's what they care about. And I think that's what is important, is about the industry having an authentic voice and getting out there and telling their stories.
Rebecca Cadzo said she believes now that industry is on the front foot in relation to the media.
I think as an industry we've worked really hard to get on the front foot, and I think we've had to educate our members on how to provide positive answers to the media and how to turn questions around. I think, yeah, as an industry we're getting there, and I think we're in a much better place than what we were. And, I mean, every bad thing has a silver lining, I guess, and the positive to this is that we've been able to promote ourselves as an industry and let people know how great we are.
Ms Cadzo added that striking a balance between marketing gloss and authenticity is about believing in what you're doing.
If you believe in what you're doing and you're passionate about it, it's a much easier story to tell. So I think that helps with it. Not so much that it glosses it, but it just gives a realistic view to it, which then is a lot easier to portray to your audience.
Agricultural photographer and author Fiona Lake, who also spoke on media at the conference, said people now have more opportunities to create their own content online. And for Miss Lake, the role of the media should be considered.
Remember that the media isn't in the business of being an advocate for agriculture. They're there to tell the truth and the facts. And some will be a bit naughty and sneak in opinions and push particular barrows, but they need to discern, you know, between different media avenues and know the different journalists and look at their track record and what they usually say.